Few things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to week 12 of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
And I'm Sean.
And unfortunately, we have to go back into depression mode here with the game against the Bears on Thursday. We're recording on Sunday, so we are actually missing some of our football.
So for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
The wheels kind of fell off again.
Gosh, it's just what a tale of 2 weeks. I mean, we were so fortunate to be able to go to a Viking-Packer game in Minnesota and watch them win, and then all of a sudden they go back home and they lose again to a divisional opponent. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I think we might have jumped the gun last week. I think a lot of Packer fans did. We were like, okay, we're back.
We turned the page.
Everything's okay now. Mm-hmm. And no, those problems are still there.
Hmm. It just defense, you know, just over. We'll go into the finer points here in a minute, but defense still look good. It just the offense just looks in the shambles.
Yeah, defense did good overall. Bears actually, you know, now that they have Cutler and Alshon Jeffrey and Forte, they look good on offense. So mm-hmm. It was nice to be able to contain them. But yeah, I don't know what you can say about our offense. It was not good.
No, there really isn't a bright spot in there, and just they look like, I guess for lack of a better term, it looks like a preseason. A lot of times they just don't know who's doing what or where they're supposed to be. And Sean and I just watched some of the highlights before we started recording the podcast, and you could see where the receivers are just kind of standing there.
Yeah, lazy route running, giving up on routes. It's not like us.
No. No, I don't know what the but anyway, it was 17-13, Bears over the Packers. And
with Favre and Starr there.
Yeah,
watching.
That's such a bummer. I mean, more Starr than
Favre. Yeah, it was such an accomplishment for Starr to be there and overcome his health problems. It was like his third time trying to be there. To only get 13 points this game and then none in the second half, it was tough.
Isn't really that stunning, though? We didn't score a point in the second half.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I'm really happy for Starr. He and his wife, just classy people, and I'm glad they were able to at least to get that in there, but unfortunately they weren't able to win for him. It wasn't the best weather for the game.
Horrible weather. It wasn't the best weather to have a guy with major health problems out on the field.
Right. I tell you, I was touched. I mean, Brett is kind of a close to the vest kind of guy sometimes. He was definitely touched to have Star there when they did the hug, and he was tearing up, and I mean, I felt uncomfortable for Star because Brett didn't want to let go.
Yeah, and then you saw like when they kind of moved apart a little, mm-hmm. Star kind of pounded him on the chest a couple times and goes, "You deserve this."
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just cool. Classy. Yeah. He's such a great guy.
But with the weather, it's kind of they say with football, it's the great equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tough. Where you know. It can do that. You have good teams play worse. Bad teams kind of come up to that level in the bad weather. Did you see the press conference after the game with Favre?
No, I did not.
Where he was thinking the weather was going to be to our advantage with our play style. He thought, you know.
It should have. If our passing game would have been better, our running game was fine.
We ran it great, yeah. We were averaging like 5 yards a carry or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you get a question here of what do you think about going for it on fourth down in midfield? in the first quarter, to me,
again,
that kind of signifies that we know we need to make hay while we can, because our offense is just in the shambles.
But it also shows trust in the defense.
That's true. Yeah.
So I think that's a big part of it. Refs have been horrible all year. I'm not saying it to be one of those fans, like, we lost because of the refs. No, we lost because of us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on both sides. It's not just against us. And it's every game you watch, not just Packer games, where it's all over the league all year. I don't know what's going on with the refs.
I wonder, too, if it's just that we've hit that tipping point of so many rules, so many judgmental calls, and the play is continually to speed up. It's getting faster and faster and harder. Well, what frustrates me is when they do the, okay, you're going to do it? Put it up by the mic. Attaboy. What you drinking there, buddy?
Got Miller High Life.
What's a, give a man a high life?
Champagne of beers.
I just get frustrated when they do, and this happens in the in college ranks too. They do the review, and then they still call the, it's obvious, and they don't overturn it. It's crazy. Like, for anybody who's listening that's a Wisconsin Badger fan, where they had a game where the returner waves off the people around him, and he runs it back for a touchdown, and then the refs say, no, he was calling fair catch. It's like, no, that's not what happened. But I agree with you. It's been, it's, I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah. Gotta do something.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do our normal thing here. For those of you who are new, we talk offense, defense, special teams. Then we kind of go over scores from around the league, and we'll predict next week's games.
Yep, there we go.
Did you see what I brought in to the booth today?
Besides your beer?
Besides my beer.
Your dog?
Besides my dog.
Your computer?
Besides that, my soapbox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, brought my soapbox in today.
I didn't see it down there. All right, step on up.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about this with the play calling because it's been pissing me off.
Wow.
So, obviously, I'm not an expert, but our play calling has been horrible. Just,
well, that's not what you have written
that's
down.
That's not what I wrote down, but I can't say that.
It's like I'd have to beep it out.
Our receivers are struggling. Yes.
Yep.
But that's not the only problem. We're not doing anything to overcome that and get around it as a problem. We're not doing like the pick the picks, the rubs, the bubble screens, the things that teams do when they don't have the best receivers to get them open, get them in space. We're not doing anything to help them out. We're just kind of saying you need to do better to the receivers. We're letting them go out there, be in their individual matchups and making them make plays, but they're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not exploiting matchups against the defense. You know, big, like James Jones is a bigger guy. Mm. We're never exploiting the matchups. All we're really doing is our vanilla three wide receivers, a tight end, and a running back set. And we just expect them to go out there and do something special. And Rodgers is struggling. Wide receivers are struggling. We need to do something else to get this going. We have two running backs who are really good running backs, and they complement each other with their run styles. Why don't we do two running back sets, throw the defense off, do a lot of play action to get wide receivers open who can't get open otherwise? It's just frustrating because I feel like we have the most talented quarterback maybe in history, and we're not using him right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're just letting them struggle. Yeah, that's my soapbox.
Wow, you really had a lot you wanted to get out.
Yeah, there. I know. I had to write it down because I didn't want to miss anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you talk about not doing the rubs and stuff like that. Well, we did have it last game where James Jones got called for a screen, which wasn't a
for
screen.
A pick.
Yeah, pick. And
screen in basketball.
It's
frustrating.
Again, it goes back to what you're calling. But you know what happens, and I think it's just human nature. When teams play well, the calls seem to go their way. And when teams are struggling, it's quicker for them to call a bad mm-hmm. penalty against them. But I agree with you. I don't. There's times we've talked in the past that McCarthy can seem a little stubborn, and I feel that he's being disingenuous if he doesn't admit that he's actually calling some plays, that he is actually more involved with it than he admits to. And if he isn't, shame on him, because we obviously need some help.
Shame on you, McCarthy. Yeah, I agree. One thing we talked about just before doing the show here is that red zone attempt at the end of the game to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Very frustrating.
Yeah, they threw every one.
Yep. We had, what was it, like a minute 45, minute 30 left.
Yeah, plenty of time.
8 yards away from the end zone. Mm-hmm. Been moving the ball down.
Obviously, four down territory.
Yep, four down territory. We had been running it up their gut the mm-hmm. whole game.
Yes.
And they hadn't been able to stop us. We'd been averaging about 5 yards a carry. Run the ball.
I agree.
We're struggling with the receivers. We struggle in the red zone anyways. Have for a couple years now. But we ran, we threw it all four times. The route running was lazy, like we said. And it's just, it didn't go well. Jones dropped that one pass that maybe he should have caught. And like that last play that we had, the fourth down,
mm-hmm.
the receivers just kind of ran forward, got to the defender, turned around and stood there.
Yeah.
And then didn't even move.
Yeah. That's the one we were referencing earlier where you just, it's like, you got to keep moving. It's like, the defender's going to love it if you stop. It's pretty easy to defend somebody when they're not moving. Mm-hmm. I hate the fact that we've lost the Lambeau mystique. Two divisional games. We've lost four of our last five games. And that's pretty bad.
So you know how the Lions hadn't won in Wisconsin since I'd been born?
Right. Yep.
Neither had the Bears until Thursday. Mm. Bears, your last
bad
time
luck.
The Bears won in Wisconsin was 91.
Oh, man.
It's just...
Well... It's, I mean, you look at, like, Rodgers, he was 22 for 43, just over 200 yards, 202, one TD, one interception, doesn't look comfortable. He looks best when he's rolling
off.
Yeah. But when he's a little scared, it makes sense because he's getting hit on every play.
Mm-hmm.
He got nailed in the third quarter, the beginning of the third quarter with the helmet and his elbow.
He got the stinger where his hand went numb.
Yep, for a quarter, he says. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's
again, well, last week he was under it, but he was barely over 50%. This week, probably 51, 52%.
And I can't think that his play has dropped off that much. It's got to be more in the receivers.
Yeah. And you watch the routes they're running. They're not making their cuts like they should. They're mm-hmm. just kind of lazy. They're giving up on routes. When Rodgers is scrambling, they're not scrambling mm-hmm. like trying as hard as they should be.
But then the other part that's frustrating too is when they're wide open and they drop the ball.
Yeah. There's that too.
My gosh. All right, so 22-44 for 202 yards, one TD, one interception, and let's move on to the rushing.
All right. Lacy had a good game.
He did. He looked like Lacy
good.
Old.
Yeah, I think he might be back. Knock on wood.
Well, there's a lot of wood here, so knock away.
Lacy is 17 for 105.
He
was a bruiser again.
Yep, he came back. Yep. It's like somebody gave him a vitamin B shot before he went to... Starks did all right.
Starks was 7 for 39, and Aaron Rodgers was 4 for 33.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those games, too, to step back a second and thinking about the rushing. It's like I felt really good, even though we hadn't scored yet in the second half, because of the rushing.
Yeah.
And that's why.
In that weather.
When you bring up the fact, you're like, when we had four downs, 8 yards to go, and you never even attempted a rush.
Never even really in a formation where it looked like we might run,
right.
So they had to try to defend it.
Right, exactly.
Just... receiving, Cobb was 6 for 74, and then you never want to see this. Our number 2 and 3 receivers on the day were
running backs. Yeah.
Starks 4 for 41, Lacy 4 for 34, and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you want.
No, not at all.
Richard Rodgers 4 for 30. I'll just do the numbers quick and we'll talk about it. Adams 2 for 14, Perillo 2 for 9. Let's go back up to the top. How do you feel about Cobb?
I think he's like hit or miss. It's like he drops some passes he shouldn't. He catches some great balls. It's really interesting to me that he seems to be. I think he's in his head. I really do. I think he's struggling on because Jordy's not there and he's trying to step up.
I mean, we gave him wide receiver one salary. So you kind of expect him to play as a wide receiver one.
Right.
People, they keep kind of defending Cobb a lot online if you check that out much. And they're saying he's been double teamed all year. So are most wide receiver ones, and they find a way to get open. That's what he needs to do, too.
Yep, I agree. I think he struggles a bit. I mean, James Jones is a bigger guy. I think he's able to break away sometimes with because he can be more physical. But the stuff that drives me nuts is when he has the drops. They're not like it's a tough catch. It's like he's dropping easy passes. And I still think that for some reason he seems to – excuse the noise in the background. It's the dog.
She can't quite get comfortable.
He seems to be off a little bit with Aaron. It's like he's been there long enough. They shouldn't have this miscommunication.
I don't know. Something's off.
Did she eat?
It's probably that bread.
Oh, yeast. Man.
Oh, I can smell it now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's bad.
Ladies farting in the sound booth.
Oh, man. Oh, dude. Okay, moving on.
That screen pass to Lacy was a thing of beauty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been calling for him all year.
He almost effed it up at the end there, dropped the ball before the goal line.
Oh.
It's pretty darn close. But other than that, it looked good. It was nice to see.
I'll be 110% honest. Did not expect us to lose this game.
I didn't either.
I felt like we still had it all the way up to the very last drive.
Even halftime going in losing, still felt pretty confident.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth quarter losing, felt pretty confident. It's like, oh, gosh.
Let's talk about Adams. He was 2 for 14. He was targeted 11 times. And how many catches did he make?
Two.
Really?
Come
on, man.
Yeah, Adams.
It's not looking good.
We've had some issues with him. Part of it is also his attitude just doesn't seem good. He's calling, like throwing his hands up, calling for pass interference every play.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, you know, finishing his routes a lot of the time. I don't know. It's a lot to ask for him to step into Jordy's shoes. A lot of people thought he'd be the guy to step into those shoes. He's a young guy. I think he's, what, 22?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to ask, but he should be playing better. A lot of people I know are saying, like, we need to drop him and get the spot open.
So.
I think we might need to bench him, kind of light a fire.
We can't, though. That's we're so thin right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know we can't.
I mean, like Perillo, maybe he's 2 for 9. That's your guy. What's going
on
with him?
My guy. Why is that my guy? It's frustrating with Adams. Richard Rodgers, I was frustrated. We were throwing to him in the flat again, and they were going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to do that, why Richard Rodgers? Why our slowest skills player?
Yeah, biggest, slowest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am not paid to coach, but it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, that's why we do this, so we can talk about it. So, and just for those of you keeping score at home, we're not trying to give you insight that you're going to find on ESPN or NFL.com. We just talk like guys that sit around and talk about the game that we watched and have a beer or two.
We don't pretend to be more than we are.
Yeah, and if that's not what you're comfortable with, there's plenty of other
places. But we hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like
to
share some
it.
Of the frustration and some
little,
of the joy.
A little harder to have fun with it on these gloomy
it's funny,
weeks.
But again, Sunday afternoon, we're recording this, and the game was on Thursday, and listen to us. I mean, we're still upset. I won't say what I was thinking.
Well, I've heard you used to even be worse. Mom said it used to be, before I was born, that Packers would lose, and you'd Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you'd be down in the dumps.
Yeah, I was PMSing, yep.
PMSing.
Yep,
give
totally.
Give one of those PMS bars, Mom.
But, yeah, it was. And then when we had kids, I realized there's a lot more to life than if the Packers win or lose. And so
not much more, but
let's talk about the defense here.
Second week in a row, we started with three defensive linemen. I like it. I think we need to get back to that, the base 3-4.
I agree.
It's working for us.
And this is my saving grace as I look at it. Our defense is really looking good.
It is.
And so if we can get our offense clicking just a little bit more, we can make a run here.
Oh, we definitely could. If we can get to click, like, you know, make playoffs, get to click, kind of like when we won the last Super Bowl, we squeaked into the playoffs, and then we just killed it.
Yeah, and it was funny because when I was at work at the radio station, people were telling me, like, oh, I'm kind of worried about the Packers. I'm like, what? You haven't watched every game like I have. And they're like, no, I think they're really – and then they ended up doing it. You know, it's just – it's always – that's the way they – the NFL loves it, where you can have a team that was pretty mediocre, but then they just kind of catch fire at the right time. And we are coming into – December is the right time to start getting hot.
Yeah. It's frustrating, like we said, though, where – they are a good offense, and they got their guys back. Cutler and Alshon Jeffrey is crazy. Forte, they got Langford playing really well with Forte. And we held them to 17 points.
Yep.
And we can't win?
Exactly. That's why we're doing this on Sunday. We were going to think about doing it on Friday, but it would have taken too much time for me to beep out all the swearing and everything. So.
Demaryius Randall kind of struggled again this week. He's kind of taken a dip the last few weeks.
I think that's typical with a rookie. You know, he's used to playing a shorter schedule.
Shorter schedule, and I think he has some flaws. It's obvious. We talked in the last few weeks about, you know, he doesn't turn around in time. He watches the ball too long, doesn't and a couple other things. And I think now that they have some tape on him, they're starting to exploit that other teams, and it's something that he really needs to get fixed.
There was a couple of times also on defense where there's miscommunication that's going on because guys are too wide open that there's nobody on them. There was one touchdown in particular with Chicago where it's like somebody, at least two guys messed up because there was nobody near them when they did it.
Next thing I'd like to talk about, I think, Mike Daniels is amazing. Every week.
I don't know why, but I keep reading stuff that the coaches are saying he needs to be more consistent.
What?
That he has these peaks, but he also has some letdowns.
I don't know. I like him. He's been great every week. He's fun to watch. He's dominant. He's kind of like, his play style is kind of like that old school Reggie White play style.
That's a really good analogy.
I'm stronger than you and I know it.
Yep. And then let me show you.
Yeah. And he's just, we should name him, put him in the name of the podcast. We talk about him so much every week. But
Bleeding Mike Daniels in gold.
And he doesn't get much press at all. He's still underrated.
No, I agree. That was one of the nice things about going to see the game live, where you could focus on players that you're not relying the TV coverage to cover.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're talking about, where he needs to be more consistent, because he seems like he gives it every play.
Not sure whose fault it was on that. We just watched the highlights, that wide open touchdown that the Bears got.
That's what we just talked about, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know.
I don't know.
And I just wonder about the communication that's going on in the backfield. I mean, our defensive line and linebackers are doing great, but every once in a while it just seems like it wasn't like seeing the replay. It wasn't like the receiver did anything really special to be that open. So I don't know. It's confusing. And the other part of it is they're in the red zone. It's like you only have so much square footage you have to cover.
Two players I thought played really well. Well, three actually, but in this position, Hayward and Shields both had solid games. It's nice to see that consistency starting to come about for Hayward, where he's been so off and on at the beginning of the season. He's really starting to kind of settle in, it seems. Shields had a couple rough games. He's been playing great. It's nice to see. One other player, though, Dayton Jones has been having a really good season.
Yes, I agree.
Every week, it seems like he steps up and makes some big play that affects the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where I still stand by my statement that if we can get our offense just a little bit better, this is a year where our defense could carry us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is not the norm.
No, not at all. But I don't know. It's. I just find it hard to believe that. Yeah, Jordy isn't playing, but really. That he's disrupted that much because he's not playing. Let's move on to special teams.
No, not yet.
Okay.
I got one more thing.
All right. Why do I feel like I'm talking to my wife?
Frustration with the defense has been routes over the middle of the field.
Yeah, they give up a lot.
We still can't stop those. We have not figured that out in years. I don't get it. It's so frustrating.
Can't stop everything, brother.
All right, I'm done.
Okay.
All right.
17 points they scored. That's still pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Special teams. Crosby, 2 for 2, had a 50-yarder and an extra point.
Another good game.
Yeah.
Ever since he missed that one at the end of the game, he's kind of kicked it into gear.
Mm-hmm. And it's exactly what you need this time of year.
Yep. We're one of the only teams so far to not miss an extra point this year.
Really?
Knock on wood. But yeah, one of the only teams. So that's nice, too.
I can't believe she's not barking when we do that.
Maste, 5 punts, an average of 34.2, long of 45.
He did have one.
He had a horrible one. Yeah.
It was horrible. And he does that, though.
Yeah.
He's a streaky punter. He can go a bunch in a row and all of a sudden hit one. It's 15, 20 yards.
Janice had another good game returning.
Yeah. Oh, he's fun to watch.
Yeah, that's 2 games in a row. He had those big ones. He had a 64-yarder. And they're just – he makes good cuts. He has good vision on him. It's fun.
Yeah, I would call him a fluid runner. Yeah. You know, some guys are scat back kind of things. But he – once he starts stretching his legs and
he goes north-south.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's a lot harder today to run back kicks than it used to be.
Because
you had guys, they made their career being kick returners.
Yep.
You don't see that anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. It used to be back in the day when you could have a specialty. They have a lot less players on a team than they used to. That's one thing we talked about last week, too. It's like being at the game, you look at the sidelines. I'm used to going to college games where you can have 80, 90 players. You just let them suit up so they can say, yeah, I suited up. I didn't get on the field. But it's pretty thin when you look at the sidelines. When you got 11 guys on the field, there's not that many more on the sideline to replace. You need guys who can play multiple roles.
I agree. Overall, a good special teams performance, though.
So, you ready for the game ball?
Time for the game ball. And the game ball goes to
Mike
Daniels. I think you gotta.
I think you'd give it to him every week.
I would. We had him as an honorable mention last week.
Yeah, you got a man crush on him, but he is unbelievable.
Yep. It was going to someone on the defense this week.
Yes.
Yeah, so, well, there you go.
All right. Well,
tweet us if you want to pick up your ball, Mike.
Yeah, brother. Let's look over the rest of the scores since we're doing this on Sunday afternoon. We don't have all the scores in, but
yep.
Okay.
Detroit beat Philly 45-14.
Yeah.
There's turmoil in Chip Kelly's world,
which I love because I get so tired of these gurus coming out of college and all the sports writers and announcers talk about how he's going to change the game. It's like, yeah, he changed it. He showed everybody, yep, that doesn't work. So 45-14 Detroit over Philly.
And you got that pick wrong.
Yeah.
I'll point that out real quick.
So is that 3 you're hit on me? Is that 3 now? 3-0?
No. I'm up by 6.
No way.
I was up by 4 last week. I
really?
Won 2. Yeah.
So, well, okay. Carolina over Dallas. What'd you think of that one? That was kind of a surprise, didn't you think?
Not really. Cam Newton's having a great year. Carolina's having a great year.
I mean, Tony Romo just seemed like he came back to earth, you know, but then he got hurt.
Yeah, he threw 3 interceptions right off the bat and then re-broke his collarbone.
Yeah, that's a bummer. And Tony, you know, he plays for the enemy, but I like the guy. He seems like a good deal. Minnesota over Atlanta, another game
20
I got
to
wrong.
10. Yeah, I got that one correct as well.
Surprised me. It's Atlanta just kind of can't stop the free fall.
Yeah, Peterson just tore him apart. Mm-hmm. He had a great game.
How about Cincinnati over St. Louis, 31-7?
Yeah, they had a good game.
St. Louis has got a pretty good defense, too.
St. Louis is streaky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're hard to pin down. Houston beat New Orleans 24-6.
Boy, Houston is coming on in the end here.
Yeah, let's see here. Does it show their record? I want to see what Houston's record is now. I don't think
they're gonna... 500 yet?
Okay. I just opened up like 6 tabs.
Yeah, this is the real thing. This is live.
They're 6-5 now. They improved to 6-5.
And who are you most happy for?
Brian Hoyer.
J.J. Watt!
Just trying to think of someone else on there.
Indy over Tampa Bay, 25-12. No surprise there.
Matt Hasselbeck is undefeated on the year.
Yeah, and that's a kind of a good, warm, fuzzy. San Diego on top of Jacksonville. Ooh, that's exciting. Kansas City over Buffalo, and we caught a little bit of that game on the red
Kansas
zone.
Kansas City
on
really
TV.
Turned their game around, their season around.
But how empty the stadium was crazy.
Yeah, the weather was really bad, though, too. Freezing rain the whole
whatever.
Time.
Whatever. Go to Green Bay if you want to see bad weather.
Okay.
Your team's doing well, and you can't show up.
You're an angry person.
Shut.
Jets over Miami, 38-20.
Yeah, that honeymoon with their new coach after they let him step
up. Lasted about a game.
Yeah, it was 2 games, and now they can't win a game.
Oakland over Tennessee, 24-21. Washington over the Giants, 20-14. And then as we're recording right now, Arizona's up 6-0 over San Francisco. Pittsburgh is up 10-7 over Seattle. And then tonight is Patriots and Broncos. Did you hear? They might get 6 inches of snow in Denver.
Really?
Tonight.
Well,
yeah.
we're forecast to get 7-10 here.
Oh, are we?
Tomorrow.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that little light car you got's going to do really well.
Yeah. So, yeah, there we go. There's the scores.
All right. So now if we do the predictions, I'm going to let you predict, and then whatever you pick, I'll do the opposite.
That's your plan?
Yep.
That's your new strategy?
Well, I got to. I mean, I'm down by 6, and
there's
only
so many.
There's
nothing on the line here. Don't just throw in the towel.
Oh, I gotta make headway here.
Okay. All right, so I'm up by 6 currently. Go ahead and read off the games.
Okay, so it's Seahawks at Vikings.
I'll take the Vikings.
I'll take the Seahawks.
Okay. Wait, are you going to pick against the Packers?
49ers at Bears.
I'll take the Bears.
I'll take the 49ers. I shouldn't, but... And Packers at Lions.
I'll take the Packers.
I got to go with the Packers.
Oh, man. He gave in. I was going to like say we should, if you said the Lions, we're going to have like trumpets playing, Scottish bagpipes, the drum line.
I really do think we're going to win the game.
Okay, so for the other picks, I went NFC North, you went against the North. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Packers play Thursday night again.
Yeah, it's another Thursday. And then we've got kind of almost a bye week because...
like about a week and a half.
Yep. So, yeah. And so it's hopefully that will turn things around. We can get some people healed up and everything. But that's about it. There was no thanks in the giving and the Packers losing this one. They should have won it, but they just their offense just couldn't do it. One part of their offense.
Yeah. Well... thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you listening. Subscribe wherever you're listening to us on iTunes or wherever you get it. And join the Facebook group, Bleeding Green and Gold Facebook group. Join the discussion with us.
Yeah, and it really helps a lot, too, if you can leave a review, like on iTunes and stuff like that, or rate it, give it whatever stars
kinda,
you think.
Yeah, get our name out there a little bit more of the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, because the more people, we're getting more and more people saying, gosh, I wish I would have found you earlier. Mm-hmm. So please just do the two clicks, I think it is, to rate it and then the star rating. And then if you want to leave a comment, you can. But thank you so much. And then we'll get the next one. Hopefully we're going to turn things around against the Lions.
Yeah, probably next weekend, Thursday game, probably record it Saturday or Sunday.
I mean, you're not going to nail me down.
I know I'm not going to nail you down. I'm saying probably for a reason.
Until next time.
Go Pack, go.
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, Go Pack, go!